All right. We are here at the Kansas Speedway at the American Ethanol tent, and with me is Bart Schott and Darren Enan, both with the National Corn Growers Association. What's your titles right now, guys, Bart?
Well, currently I'm the president of NCGA.
Mm-hmm. And Darren?
I'm the chairman.
Chairman. President and chairman. Good. All right. Well, guys, we're here. Of course, this is American Ethanol Day here at the Kansas Speedway. And, Bart, let me start with you. Why is this so important for corn growers, this partnership bringing American ethanol to NASCAR?
Well, you know, let me back up for just a minute. This is kind of the marquee race for the corn farmers and American ethanol. This is kind of the kickoff, and we've been kind of waiting for it to come, and getting a bunch of corn farmers here along with ourselves, it's just great to have, you know, have it up here in the Midwest. And the reason it's important is the messaging that we get with partnering up with NASCAR. You know, they've got an 80 million fan base that is getting some real positive messages on burning a higher blend in their car. And currently, NASCAR is using an E15 blend in their race cars and just loving it. You get a chance to talk to the drivers and they are all embracing it. They want a higher blend. In fact, if they could, they'd go to a higher blend in the E15 because of the horsepower and the way their cars work. And so that's the important message we're sending out in cooperation with NASCAR, that higher blends are safe, they're clean and renewable. And you know what? If they can burn them in a race car, we can burn it in our own cars too.
Well, Darren, we've got probably 1,100, 1,200 representatives of both the ethanol industry and the corn growers here. Got a big tent, and you've also got a big display here. And they're really on display here for the fans at the race here, as well as those watching on TV.
That's right. We've got a great exhibit. There's been a tremendous number of fans coming through that exhibit the last couple of days, learning about ethanol. Of course, if you're a Clint Boyer fan, you already know about American ethanol. And so, you know, the message has been real positive about ethanol with NASCAR. And you talk about the exhibit, you know, our brand, you know, this is a marathon. This isn't just a one season thing or just a one race thing. We're in this for the long haul with NASCAR. And the fans are recognizing the American ethanol brand. When we're at the hotel, they're coming up. They know the brand. They know ethanol. And had we not been a part of NASCAR, some of these folks would still not understand ethanol or American agriculture.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about the corn growing season, the corn planting season, how you guys are doing with your planting.
You know, it's fun to talk about it. On our farm, we finished a week ago today, and we actually seeded more corn acres than we were intending to seed. And so as I speak, my sons are kind of putting the final touches on soybean planting at the farm. And so in our location in the state, things are moving along quite well.
What about you, Darren?
Well, a little different story for us. Right where we're at, we're extremely wet, carryover from last year. And so we're going to definitely not get all the corn acres in what we want. But the acres we do have in, you know, we've had great rains this spring. It's coming up nice. And, you know, it's a long growing season. And just because we've had some hiccups in the spring, it seems like, you know, weather and technology the rest of the way are key. And we know that we can grow a good corn crop even yet. So, you know, there's a lot of worry in the countryside, but yet long growing season, and we expect to grow a big crop.
Well, and that is a really good point. And I think that's, you know, because whenever it starts to get, the weather starts to get a little weird, people are saying, oh no, this is going to affect the corn crop. And then, you know, because we have a demand for ethanol. But talk a little bit about that, Bart, why corn growers are able to meet all the demands that are put on them as far as, you know, for exports, for livestock producers, and for ethanol.
You know, you're kind of talking about supply, and every year in my experience, we're growing more bushels per acre. And so that's because we've got really good industry partners that give us fertilizer when we need it. They give us good products to use to take care of the weeds. We've got really good events, bio events, and the seed we produce. And especially in the northern tier, you know, where we farm, we're seeing yield increases year after year after year, and it's not done yet. And so even if the acres are the same or maybe a little bit less, because of the way we've got our corn planted this year, we're expecting to see that yield increase as well. And, of course, if we can increase our bushels every year, we can meet the demand for the food and fuel and exports that this crop really has to have.
Well, Darren, you know, ethanol still continues to be attacked, and especially this year we're talking about, possibly getting rid of the blender's tax altogether, at least having it go down. why is ethanol so important to America's security?
Well, it's grown right here. It's produced right here in America. So we're creating jobs in the heartland, in the Midwest. We're creating energy security because we're producing the fuel here. We're not having to worry about fuel come from other parts of the world. And we talk about that all the time. And, you know, to tie into this NASCAR a little bit, the NASCAR fans, when they were polled, energy security is one of their major concerns. They've never had a question poll so high coming out of the NASCAR base as energy security. So why not use ethanol in our fuel? We can produce more. We can produce more corn. Again, it's renewable. It's clean. And it's unfortunate we have so many people attacking us. You know, they're, you know, I know we have a federal budget problem, and we're well aware of that as corn growers. We understand we're willing to work with the government, but yet here's something that provides jobs and provides a return to the U.S. Treasury. So why attack us when we can help solve some of the problems that this country really is facing?
Well, it's a good thing that we're getting this positive message out here for the fans. A beautiful day here at the Kansas Speedway and celebrating American ethanol. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.